Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gwynn and Chris from Petco Park, where the Padres will take on the Nationals tonight, but talking NBA Finals right now. Very nice enough to spend a couple of minutes with us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. The play-by-play voice of the Toronto Raptors, Eric Smith, joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Eric, how are you today? Quite a scene last night in Oakland, and I'm sure the Raptors felt pretty good about getting out of there with a win and the series lead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was a heck of a win for the Raptors outside of a very brief one-point lead in the first quarter, about a minute 20 into the game for Golden State. It was, you know, that close to being a wire-to-wire win for the Raptors, and certainly an impressive showing, and, you know, it kind of sets you up for, you know, you want to be obviously walking away with another win tomorrow night and heading home 3-1, a chance to maybe win the championship in Game 5, but at the same time, you know, you've set yourself up for, at the very least, the split. At the very least, you've got home court advantage back. And then you know that the worst-case scenario is you've got three games left in the series or potentially three games left with two of the three maybe on your home floor. So this is kind of a win-win in many ways for the Raptors last night, and certainly taking full advantage of Klay Thompson not playing, because you know that's exactly what we're talking about right now. If the Raptors had lost the game, it would be, how did they lose without no Kevin Durant, no Klay Thompson, and did they kind of let one get by? Did they waste an opportunity? And they certainly didn't. They took full advantage.
Eric, I've been fascinated watching the chess match go on between Nick Nurse and Steve Kerr. What have you seen? You know, you're watching it up close. What have you seen the adjustments made from game one through this past game three that just went by?
You know, I think the biggest adjustment, I guess, and listen, I'm not trying to take anything away from Steve Kerr by any means. He's a fabulous coach, but when I think of what Nurse has done specifically, I mean, so much talk after game two about, and it was almost getting, you know, nauseating listening to people talking about the box and one and how innovative and creative, and we haven't seen this since Biddy Ball or something. But it sure as hell worked when Golden State didn't score for damn near the last 6 minutes of the game, you know.
That's
and I mean, you had a bunch of, and listen, I'm including myself, I guess, in this equation and in this description, but you had a bunch of middle-aged guys trying to figure out what janky is. And my interpretation of when Steph said janky, I kind of thought that meant more like funky, not like it was disrespectful or ugly or stupid or something for Nurse to do. I thought it was more like it was a funky look that he gave us, and we didn't really know what was hitting us and what to do and how to react. And again, I say it clearly worked. And then I think last night, you know, to think of the coaching adjustment or the strategy. What happened even in the second half? You got Danny Green going off early in the game, knocking down a couple of triples, but Nurse liked his defense that he was getting more so with Fred VanVleet on the floor alongside Kyle Lowry. And for the first time in this postseason, and if I'm not mistaken, the first time all year, he sat Danny Green to start the third, to the point where I was even working the TV broadcast last night. I was trying to contact the PR reps and trying to talk to some of the coaches to find out what's wrong with Danny Green. Is he hurt? And only to find out, no, he's fine. He's going to come back in, but we just wanted a different look in the start of the second half. So I think that Nurse has kind of been pressing the right button so far. And I don't know that, again, not that Kerr hasn't, but I think Kerr's been limited with what he could do because of the injuries that he's had to deal with.
No question. Eric Smith is with us, the play-by-play voice of the Toronto Raptors. They lead the NBA Finals 2-1. We obviously in San Diego have to ask you about Kawhi Leonard. It seems pretty obvious to us that he's been anything, everything, and more that Raptors fans, broadcasters, owners, and teammates could have ever asked for.
Yeah, he's been absolutely incredible, and there's no denying, you know, he might say otherwise, but it's easy to tell. He's not at 100% right now, but I loved his quote a couple of days ago when he said, I'm 100%, I'm on the floor, no excuses, everybody's banged up right now, and he's just playing through it. But if we look back kind of big picture since he came to town, you know, I don't think we could have anticipated or asked for anything better than, you know, second team all defense, second team or first team, second team all NBA, and the season he had leading this team in scoring, the presence that he's been in the locker room, just as a teammate, I think, let alone then the numbers and the production he's put up in the postseason. It's been incredible to watch him. Last night, the seventh time in 9 road games where he's gone for 30-plus. He's just been absolutely incredible for this team. And you know, I know when I was talking to your colleagues a week or so ago on one of your other shows, to me the thing that stands out is at the end of the year when he makes his decision, wherever he ends up going, there's every reason in the world, I think, to believe that he's coming back to Toronto and should come back to Toronto. Yeah. You know, money and finances aside, I think the trust with the coaching staff and even more so the trust with the training staff and the medical staff and everything else, and I don't know if he wants to relearn all that and start from square one with another organization. But at the end of the day, it could simply come down to the guy wants to be close to home. And if that's the case, you know, Toronto can't compete with that. If he wants to be a little bit closer to Southern California, to San Diego, to the L.A. area, you know, Raptors can't compete with that. They had the same thing happen to them on a positive side, on the hockey side of things, last offseason when John Tavares decides to leave the New York Islanders and come home to play in Toronto. If that's what a player ultimately wants to do, then that's Kawhi's prerogative. But I don't think anybody, any fans, anybody in the organization would be sitting back and bemoaning or lamenting the fact that they only had him for 1 year, because it's turned into one hell of a year. And you can't deny how far Kawhi has helped bring this team in just one season.
Eric Smith joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Raptors play-by-play, man. Eric, I got to ask you a quick question about Kyle Lowry, because I just feel like he gets picked on more than anybody in the NBA, especially for a team that's been in the playoffs consecutive years as he's helped get this team there. Talk a little bit about his personality, because yesterday he was just tremendous. I mean, he was seemingly reading exactly what his team needed, and he provided it last night.
Yeah, I think he's been fabulous. And, you know, if we kind of, you know, even go back to the last question, he was the lone man standing when the dust settled and his best friends traded away. And, yeah. And you know, the coach that he's known for so long is, you know, the coach of the year, and he's fired. And he's kind of left standing with, you know, the rest of the crew that's still there, the Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam and Norm Powell and whatnot. But really, he's the lone vet core guy that's left. And he's got to make it work and put it all together with Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green and Siakam now in the starting lineup, and then eventually Marc Gasol coming in. And he's got to be that glue guy. Listen, I think he's had a heck of a year. To me, I would argue he had his best season as a Raptor, even though some of his numbers went down, because it was his impact on winning. It was the role that he played within this team. That's why I think he was absolutely a deserving All-Star. And listen, I think he also probably heard some of the criticism the first couple of games of the finals. I think his defense was good, but his offense was maybe sliding a little bit. He fouled out of game two. And there were a lot of people saying, hey, man, you've got to be the one to step up and be better in game three. And he answered the call. He was fabulous on both ends of the floor last night. And then on top of all that, to handle the situation with the fan, he turns out to be the minority owner, and how he kept himself composed in the moment. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. And he's been a true pro in this series, in this postseason, during this whole year.
Eric, so great talking Raptors. They're basketball crazy in one of the biggest hockey meccas in all of the world. But right now it is the Toronto Raptors, 2 games away from the title. Eric Smith, play-by-play. Thanks so much for joining us, Eric. Know you're real busy. Have a good call in game 4.
No problem. Great to be on with you guys. And I think word probably got back to Tony as well. But an immense amount of respect I have for him and certainly for his father as a fan of the game growing up. And I think you might have heard, Tony, that your father was the reason I wore number 19 as a kid playing Little League ball and whatnot. So it's a pleasure to be on talking to you, but to both of you as well.
Eric, I certainly appreciate that, man. Thanks for sharing that with me. That was awesome.
Big smile on his face.
All the best.
Thanks a lot. Eric Smith, a play-by-play voice of the Toronto Raptors there on the SDCCU hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at sdccu.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking, it's better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.